Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It is a Thursday, April 16th. Here's a look at some of the stories making news this morning. It's been a long week for the crew of the Maersk Alabama. They're finally back home. The 19 men were reunited with their families at Andrews Air Force Base overnight, and then they were whisked away to a hotel to have some privacy. Their skipper, who was taken hostage by those pirates, now awaits the final leg of his journey home. Captain Richard Phillips arrived in Kenya as the USS Bainbridge blared, "Sweet Home Alabama." Phillips is finally off the ship and in the hands of Maersk, which has chartered a flight to bring him back to the United States. President Obama is bound for Mexico for a meeting with his counterpart. It's his first trip to Latin America's president. Issues on the agenda include border drug violence. More than 10,000 people have been killed there in drug-related violence since 2006. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is traveling to Haiti. She's there on the heels of welcome news. The impoverished nation is about to receive $324 million in international pledges. Yesterday, Haiti's prime minister said her country needs even more help, but the commitment is more than she expected in this global recession. The hot-button issue of same-sex marriage now on the front burner in the state of New York. Governor David Paterson has just introduced a bill to legalize same-sex marriages. Now, this measure died in 2007 and still faces strong opposition. Gays and lesbians can already marry across the border in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont. Friends and family in Tracy, California, will remember 8-year-old Sandra Cantu at a memorial service today. The 8-year-old disappeared in March. Her body was found last week in a suitcase. Police have charged the mother of one of Sandra's friends with killing her. You're up to date on the big stories. It's a Thursday, April 16th. Do stick with CNN and CNN.com for news from all around the world.